he had some meat right there. And I was in Ireland, and I know we do it some here in the States. You know, they usually serve the soup first and then the meat. But I think you got the meat first tonight. I'll just have to settle here, try to give you a little soup. Oh, hallelujah. Genesis 32:24. And Jacob was left alone. And there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh. And the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. And he said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go, except thou bless me." And he said unto him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed." And Jacob asked him and said, "Tell me, I pray thee, thy name." And he said, "Well, for is it that thou shouldst ask after my name?" And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of the place Peniel, "For I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved." And he passed over Peniel. The sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore the children of Israel eat not of the sinew which shrank, which is upon the hollow of the thigh, and to this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that shrank. I just want to share for a few minutes on a subject real simple called Jacob's revival. Jacob's revival. Father, touch us tonight as you've already done. God, lead us higher. God, we're climbing higher tonight. And we're just going to climax in the altars, Lord, with a powerful manifestation of your Spirit. In Jesus' name, Lord, I pray that you would just shower down upon us. Crown this service with your glory. In Jesus' name, God. You're the preacher and you're here tonight, Lord. All word comes from heaven. It proceeds out of your mouth. Revive us again, O God. In Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. God bless you. You can be seated tonight. God bless you. You can be seated. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Genesis 32, Jacob has been locked. Everybody say locked. He's been locked into the looseness of lax, laid-back, spiritual living. Reviewing the years that has led up to this point in the record, he's managed to accumulate lots of wealth materially, but he's spiraled downward spiritually. It reminds us of the deceitfulness of riches, promising power, but delivering bondage, promising popularity, but giving us loneliness, promising pleasure, but giving us a lot of worries, promising peace, but giving a lot of conflict. How many know what I'm talking about? Jacob had wealth, but he needed help that money couldn't buy. And all of his tangible power could not buy him the answers for this upcoming situation in his life. He needed an intangible, invisible power to transform the manipulative deceiver that he had become. And an impending confrontation with big brother Esau, okay? And his own weakness drove the spirit of Jacob, I think, to this place of an encounter with the Lord. It drove him to a place of desperation, thus driving him to a place of revival. Desperate for his life, he became desperate for the source of all life. And seeking guidance out of his situation would press him into a new spiritual mold that he had never been pressed into before. And the Spirit would change not only his name during this encounter, but it would change his nature. But this change would be born out of a deep desperate spiritual search. The truth is, it was most often, I think it has most often been spiritual desperation that has sparked all the great revivals in history. Someone in their personal despair began to search for God at a deeper and more intimate level. Deep in spiritual starvation, people have risen up to ask and say, "Why sit we here till we die?" From the groanings of broken hearts have come the cries of moral and spiritual rebirth and real personal revival. And church, I want you to know it can happen again. It can happen here. It can happen now. We must join Jacob at this place that he was to later call Peniel. Peniel is a place where Jacob put away every hindrance to revival. He sent his wealth and he sent his family and he sent his servants on ahead so that that would minimize distractions as he meets with God. Hebrews 12:1, Brother Cruz already said, lay aside every... At Peniel, Jacob sets aside all the details of business as usual and the routine experience of traveling with his family and you know, all of his wealth. And he puts that all aside and he says, leave me alone. I've got to have an encounter with God. A personal, intimate time with God became the order of the day. To be shut alone with God became his driving passion. And so all distractions, I believe, in his eyes was forgotten. Oh, listen, church, if we could do that just this week, if we could just minimize the distractions, the mad rush of the 21st century life mesmerizes. Sometimes it like hypnotizes us at times. We got to go here. We got to go there. We got to do this. We got to do that. We got to attend this. We got to be there. We got to get this. We got to get. But if we are to follow this great patriarch's example for personal revival, we must realize that there comes a time where we draw aside, and in order to be revived at a place the scripture calls the ford of Jabbok. Jabbok, what does it literally mean in the text? It means pouring out. That's the meaning. And at this place, pouring out, Jacob has to experience life like he's never experienced it before. It was here at Jabbok, renamed Peniel, that Jacob has a radical transformation by being poured out and exposed before God. At Peniel, he becomes broken. At Peniel, Jacob experiences this long-term change. How many's tired of short-term changes? How many's tired of short-term commitments, short-term surrenders? He has a long-term commitment and change. At Peniel, Jacob goes through this intentional loneliness where he says, leave me alone. I need to meet with God. It's at Peniel that Jacob goes to this place and he begins to fight for his life. At Peniel, Jacob is afraid and fearful for his future because of his meeting with his brother. At Peniel, the pressures of life begin to press down upon him. All of the negative, deceitful stuff that he has done in his life. At Peniel, Jacob is left alone. But I want to tell you, when he's alone, he's not alone. Because at Peniel, out of nowhere, the Bible says, a celestial being appears and begins to wrestle with Jacob. So now Jacob is not only alone, but now he's fighting alone. And he has no one there to assist him and to give him a rest. But someone, somehow, during this struggle, somewhere in the midst of it all, I begin to think he's had to realize that he had a hold on God. I said he had to realize he had a hold on God. And he knew God had a hold on him. Church, that is true revival. We get a hold of God and God gets a hold of us. Now when this happens, there's something that's going to transpire. It's illustrated here in Jacob's touch from God at Peniel. I got to hurry. Because revival in its simplest definition and form is simply a touch from God. Okay, so number one. A touch of God may hurt us. Huh? Verses 24 and 25. Jacob wasn't going to quit wrestling. Jacob wasn't going to throw in the towel and say, okay, Lord, you win. The Lord even told Jacob, let go of me. Wow. Let go of me. So the Lord when he realized Jacob wasn't going to let go, touched Jacob's hip. And the Bible says the hip became dislocated. Dislocated also means disconnected. It was out of joint. It was out of normal place. See, true revival sometimes dislocates us. It disconnects us from our normal spiritual routines. For Jacob, that is a painful situation, and for us, it may be painful. Newsflash, God may need to break us before He can bless us. I said, God may need to break us before He can bless us. You say, Pastor, what's that all about? It's about the process that all of us have to go through if we really want a blessing from God. For Jacob, brokenness meant blessing. What is brokenness? Brokenness is where God strips us out of our self-sufficiency. Brokenness is when we cannot make it happen by ourselves. Brokenness is when God shows up and shows us our true character. He shows us our failures. He reminds us that we're nothing without Him. Listen, brokenness is that state of really knowing that we need God more than we need anything else. In time, Jacob came to the place where he would later thank God for that brokenness. Amen. Jacob would agree that the times of great personal revival came from that broken experience that day. So Jacob is wrestling in a desperate situation. He's in pain. He is now in anguish. And it was all because the Lord had placed him in a predicament. Sometimes God has to dislocate some things in our lives so that we can actually hear the signal from heaven and say, whoa, wait a minute. God must be wanting to show me something. At times, God has to create pain in order to reduce us so that He can later bless us. Discomfort can be a friend if it brings us closer to God and makes us depend on Him. So listen, I want you to know as we move forward with revival, there's some of you that might leave hurting. I said there's some of you that might leave hurting, but I'm saying, listen, you hold on through the hurt because God's got a blessing. I said, hold on through the hurt. God's got a blessing. Number two, the touch of God will not only hurt us, it will humble us. It boggles our mind when we think about the fact that Jacob wrestled with the Lord. What an absolutely humbling experience it must have been to be invited into the ring, so to speak, and wrestle with the divine. I'm sure Jacob could sense he was in over his head. Huh? He knew he was no match for God, and God humbled him by proving that to him. All God had to do was touch the socket of his hip, and Jacob immediately knew that for sure who was in control of that fight. Huh? Jacob in his desperation realized the precious opportunity before him though. And if he was to let go, then he knew God would leave with Jacob's needs unmet, with his prayers unanswered. So Jacob, the Bible says, wrestled with God back and forth. A headlock here, an arm hold there. Huh? A struggle that would go on for hours. I get somebody littler. Huh? Back and forth. They just would not be separated. They were hanging on to each other. Come on here. Huh? I'm talking about the touch of God. But God in His grace and in His mercy allowed Jacob to wrestle. That match went on for hours. It said they wrestled until the break of day. Oh my goodness, wrestled to the break of day. But God in His mercy, allowing Jacob to wrestle, was working out that fleshly nature, was working out that anxiety. For in his struggle, Jacob was growing into a man of God. I said, in his struggle, Jacob was coming out of this thing, a man of God. And the turning point came, though, when God touched Jacob in the hollow of his thigh. dislocating the ball and socket joint. All right? Suddenly, in Jacob's weakened state, he was demobilized. Huh? Jacob, gripped by the pain, here's what happened. He stopped wrestling and he started clinging. Hello? I said he stopped wrestling and started clinging. There's a difference between wrestling and clinging. To wrestle means to contend or to fight for dominance. Huh? But to cling means I'm just holding on. It means I'm at a place of desperation. And Jacob right then found out that true revival is when we stop fighting God. I said, we gotta stop fighting God and start clinging to God. Huh? But that's not all. Genesis 32:27 says, the Lord sees Jacob clinging to him. You pitiful wretch of a man. What is your name anyway? Now the Bible oftentimes makes a connection between a person's name and a person's character. Notice that. There's a matrimony there. Our names have a lot to do with our identity, our character, and even more in the Hebrew culture. And that is why when God wanted to do something different with a person, he oftentimes changed their name. He wanted them to have a name that would fit their new character, or their character to fit their new name. And the Lord asked, what's your name? In other words, Jacob had to admit. He says, Jacob, I want you to admit to me who you really are. Hey, Jacob, it's just me and you here. We're all alone. Take off the mask.
Hello.
Take off the mask. I want you to admit and I want you to realize who you really are. And the response would be, I'm Jacob. I'm a trickster. I'm a deceiver. I'm a schemer. I'm a swindler. I'm a supplanter. That's who I am.
Oh, my, my, my.
Watch this now. You want a blessing? Get in a revival that has enough power of God to change your name and to change your character. Hello. The Lord said in verse 28, your name shall no longer be Jacob. No longer trickster. No longer deceiver. Why? Because you're not going to operate that way anymore. You've been in my presence. I've touched you and you've clung to me. You'll never be the same again. The Lord said, I'm going to change your name. Your name is going to be called Israel, meaning the one that has struggled with God. The Lord said, no longer are you going to be known by your old ways of operating. You're not going to be treating people like you used to treat them anymore. Why? Because the Lord said, from now on, you're going to be identified by your relationship with me, not your relationship with anybody else. Hey, you shall be called Israel, for you've struggled with God and you have prevailed. Praise God. That's true revival. Prevailing in the presence of God. Woo! Oh, that God would give us a revival that would change our character. Oh, that God would give us a revival that would change our name. Oh, that God would give us a revival that would change our identity, until those that know us as what we used to be will say, oh no, they're a new man. They're a new woman. Why? Because God has touched them and changed them. Raise your hands and praise Him. Woo. I feel God in here. I said, I'm feeling God in here. Woo. What does our name mean this evening? Does our name reflect the fact that we too have wrestled with God? We're through with the old way of operating. Watch this, watch this. God did not dwell on what Jacob was, though.
Huh?
Huh?
He got Jacob to admit it, but then he closed that chapter and he moved on. He dealt with Jacob's future. I said he dealt with Jacob's future. And he said, from now on, from now on, you're going to be called Israel. Thank God he covers my past. But thank God he's promised me a brighter future. Now I want you to notice something. Here's my last point. The touch of God may hurt us. The touch of God. The touch of God may humble us. But finally, you better know the touch of God will help you. When Jacob asked the Lord, here, Jacob turned it around and asked the Lord, please, Lord, tell me your name. The text says the Lord asked Jacob, why are you asking my name? And the Bible says right there, and he blessed him there. What's that mean? The Lord didn't give him his name because he was saying, Jacob, you ought to know who I am. I just told you your name was Israel. And I told you the name Israel means you've struggled with God. Ooh, ooh. So in your name is my name. In your name is my name. So the Lord was saying to him, you know my name. All you have to do is say your name. Because your name means the one that has strove with God. So just keep telling yourself, Jacob, who I say you are. And sooner or later, you're going to realize who I am. Hello. I said, sooner or later, you're going to realize who I am. And he blessed him there. If we want God to bless us, then we cannot keep our old carnal nature. We cannot keep our carnal character. We can get a brand new character and a brand new name. He doesn't want us to keep our old ways of operating, our old ways of doing things. We cannot keep our old name. His blessing comes with a new name. His blessing comes with a new lifestyle. So Jacob called the place Peniel, for he said, I've seen God face to face. That's powerful, church. Oh, how many in here do not want to see him? Jacob had just seen God. At first he thought he was a man. God was working through a visible manifestation of some kind of maybe a Christophany or a theophany, an Old Testament appearance of Christ or an angel. We don't really know. But see, Jacob said, I've just seen the Lord. And wow, I'm still alive. I'm still here. But listen, he was still alive, but he would never be the same again. Thank you, Jesus. Jacob, you're now going to walk with a painful limp. Do we really want a personal relationship or encounter with God? God may put something in our lives to remind us of this encounter. He'll remind us that we cannot make it without Him. Jacob could tell you, I've been blessed by God. I'm limping and my hip hurts at times, but I've been blessed by God. And it was worth it. I said, it was worth it. Every time I take a step, Jacob said, I'm reminded of my struggle with God and that life-changing blessing that I received. I'm limping because I ran into God, and He ran into me. Oh, hallelujah. How many want to do that tonight? The limp was there to remind Jacob he had better not try to do things on his own anymore. Hello? Why? Because Jacob had another hip, and God could touch it too.
Hello?
Hello. God wanted Jacob to remember the blessing. So here's the choice, Jacob. Do you want to be blessed and limp? Or do you want to be cursed and walk normal?
Huh?
We can keep on doing things the way we have and have no limp. Or we can limp and be blessed by God. Huh? Jacob started out as a deceiver, a trickster, a manipulator, but he ends up in the hall of faith. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 21. Oh, praise God. How did you do it, Jacob? Because I had a revival. I had revival at Peniel. And the Bible says he blessed him there. Friends, that is the key. I said there is total humbleness. There is total submission. There is total dependence. There is loneliness. But in the midst of all that trouble, God blessed him there. Understand, he did not give him materialistic things. He did not give him a position. He did not give him a financial overthrow. He didn't give him stuff. I said, no. He didn't get stuff. But what he did give him was the power to live a victorious life. I said he had power to live a victorious life. And that's why when you go to the 33rd chapter, you'll find Jacob. He overcame the fear he had when he looked in Big Brother's eyes. The Lord melted those two relationships back together. I said he overcame the stigma of his name. He overcame his past reputation. He went on to overcome some of the Canaanites. I said he overcame evil. Why? Because God touched him with a victorious encounter. Oh, raise your hands and praise him. Lord, I want that encounter with God tonight. Oh, somebody praise him. Praise him right now. I feel God in the house. I feel the Lord in this place. Is there anybody in here that's willing to pay the cost? Are you willing to pay the cost for revival? You see, no investment means no return in God's economy. If we sow nothing, we'll reap nothing. If we sow to the flesh, we're going to reap futility. If we sow generously, we're going to reap spiritual wealth. See, personal revival cost Jacob a thigh out of joint, but it brought him a great return of righteousness. It cost him a struggle. It cost him a permanent change. He limped until the day he died, but it wasn't a limp of death. It was a limp of life. Hello. Every time he limped on that leg, his soul inside must have leaped at the thought, hey, one night I had a session with God. Oh God, give us that session tonight. It cost him that. Every time he limped on that leg, his soul leaped at the thought. Hey, every time, listen, I was there and I promised God I wasn't going to leave the same. But he changed me. And so the rending of his body marked the remedy of his soul. Hello? The personal physical mark of struggle became the personal or the spiritual song of his new life. I'm closing. The heavenly visitor told him, it shall no longer be Jacob, but Israel. No longer are you going to be a deceiver, you're going to be a receiver. No longer are you going to be a user, you're going to be the used. No longer are you going to be selfish. Your eyes are going to be on the Savior. No longer ruled by things. You're going to be ruled by the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. You're going to have a new name, new ideas, new life, new hope, and a brand new nature. No longer Jacob, but Israel, a prince with God. Wow, what a change. What refreshing. What renewal. What revival. Oh, I'm hungry for it tonight. Jacob met his brother with renewed faith and love. Listen, what was the darkest prospect became the brightest miracle. in Jacob's life. A great miracle of reconciliation. Listen, friends, it can happen to you. It can happen to me. If we're willing to join with Jacob tonight, head over to the ford called Jabbok and find us the Holy Ghost and say, oh, I'm not letting you go until you bless me. I'm not getting up from this place of prayer until God has transformed me, until my character, until my identity has been changed. Let's stand and give him praise. I said, somebody give him praise. Oh, glory to God. Do you need to wrestle with something in your life? Is there something you need to wrestle with God over? Is there a blessing you need? Is there an answer you need? Reassurance, God's presence, God's power. Step out. Grab a hold of God. Grab a hold of God. And don't you let go. It'll cost you something. I want to be up front with you. It'll cost you something. But you'll never walk away the same again. You'll walk away with power. Woo, I feel His presence. I feel His presence. Come, Holy Ghost. Yes, Jesus.
I want to be changed in Your presence.
Change my identity,
oh
God.
I'll never be the same.
Come on, young children. Don't be afraid to get in these altars.
By the power of Your name.
That's it, young children. Come on. Come on, moms and dads. Thank you, Jesus.
There's no place I'd rather be.
Thank you, Jesus.
I want to be changed. I want to be changed. I want to be changed in Your presence. Lord, I'll never be the same. I want to be changed in Your presence. By the power of Your name, I want to be changed in Your presence. There's no place I'd rather be but to be changed. I want to be changed.